than top weather.
A job done right is job one. Jeff and the team at A-Master Mechanic will treat you like family. Count on her to run right year-round with your automotive experts at A-Master Mechanic. 99.1 FM News Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. Partly cloudy conditions out there this Monday, November 16th. A high of 63 and an overnight low of 36. Tomorrow, conditions should be fairly similar with the possibility of showers in the evening.
Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day.
Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And don't let it be manic. Nope. Let it be fabulous. Let it be absolutely fabulous. Even though there are people out there who are still struggling with DETR, yes, the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, 2020 has been just, well, let's just say it this way, it sparks. It sucks. Sorry, I was reading a text at the same time I was talking and it said sparks, so I said sparks. No, 2020 has sucked. There's just no way about it. And it was supposed to. Because those who basically control everything, they control the money, they control the government, they control us. They just want total control now. They want to push us over the edge into that whole restart, which the media says is a conspiracy, even though it's on the front page of Time magazine. It's all over these, you know, different organizations, the WHO and the UN. It's all over their websites. Yet they still believe that you're stupid enough that you believe what they say. It's just even all these local online sites. You know, it's just it's unbelievable to me that these reporters that call themselves reporters put this garbage out and believe that you read it and you think it's true. You know what's really happened? Our generosity has been nipped in the bud as well. So I want to bring you this before I get into anything else that is complaining. There's a youth league out there, okay? Just a bunch of young kids that they just want to play soccer. But because of not being able to fundraise, there are a lot of organizations out there, senior organizations, animal organizations, just nobody's been able to fundraise. And people are hurting. But these are for low-income kids. As we saw, the soccer league that was here is now defunct. So these kids don't even have any, you know, semi-professional games to go to. But UDG Soccer League, they are trying to raise some money. They're actually trying to raise $1,200 for uniforms. And all these kids want to do is just play soccer, but they need their uniforms to do it. It's a group of 12 young kids. And because of all the shutdowns, they haven't been able to raise any money for their soccer uniforms. These are low-income kids, so their parents can't, you know, their parents are more concerned with putting food on the table than being able to get the uniforms put together. They play out at Heimer Park in Sparks. If you can help, write this number down. Even if you can just throw them a 10 or something. You know, they're just trying to get to $1,200. If we all pitch in just a little, we can get them there. Christina Molina, give her a call at 354-5784. And if you miss that number, Dan the man, Mr. Producer Man, he'll have it in the studio for you. So that's Christina Molina, 5784. If you can help at all with these kids, you know, getting these soccer uniforms, who knows? We may have the next David Beckham out there. And they can bend it like Beckham. I feel bad for kids who get so wrapped up in sports that they look at these people who are their sports heroes and they just get knocked down when they realize that so many of those heroes, you know, you look at LeBron James and others who have basically just sold out to China because it seems like everything is wrapped up in China. Our entertainment, whether it be sports, whether it be... I had somebody tell me at the rally on Saturday, biggest sports fan ever. You could talk to his friends, you could talk to his family. Biggest sports fan ever. Fanatic. Memorabilia, outfits, wearing the jerseys. Uh-uh. No more. Nothing. Hasn't seen a game, hasn't purchased anything. And that's how you do it. You use your money. 800,000 Netflix subscriptions canceled. They're down 800,000. And that was just because of that one movie, Cuties, that they put out there. Imagine if we all did that. Imagine if we did that with our money and we became more specific of things that we were buying, of things that we needed. I mean, stop buying garbage. That's what I've been trying to instill in myself. It's like, stop buying the things that are so cheap, you can buy multiples of them, and buy something that will last. It's the same thing with your clothing. Remember when those $5 and $6 clothing stores used to pop up all the time? Because it was just cheap clothing. And you washed it once and it fell apart. But people didn't seem to mind because it was only $6. Go back to quality instead of quantity. And look at where things are being made. China? No. No more. You know, look to the countries who really need help. Look to Taiwan. Look to Indonesia. Look to a great partner we have now in India. It's very hard to find those tags because China took over everything. You take it back by how you spend your money. Even the food that you buy. I thought I was buying American-made minced garlic. Turned out it was coming from China. So I stopped buying it at Sam's Club and I went to Costco. Big old jar of minced garlic. Oh, look at that. Gilroy, California. Okay. That's how you use your voice. Because it's every single cent that makes a difference. And it's going to get even worse. People still dealing with Dieter. This is a very odd conversation between the head of Dieter. I will be trying to pick up the pieces of my life shattered, my shattered life, while I fight until my last breath for my benefits. I've given my Schedule C and my life's history and more, which is much more than most have provided. You have failed me, and you have failed. Sherry, since your friend published my cell number on Twitter, I'm no longer able to respond to individual claimants who contact me. I'm sure you understand. No, I don't understand. When it was just you and a few other folks, I could do it. But now it's too much. Response, thanks for punishing my family for someone else's actions. True Dieter fashion. Tell that to my family. Tell that to all the families. There are still, you know, even if it's just one person being screwed over by Dieter, it's unacceptable. But it's a heck of a lot more than that. And remember, these problems didn't start with Governor Sisolak. These problems have been going on since Governor Sandoval, the now president of UNR. Wonder how it's going to work out for them financially. This is what happens when you don't deal with systems, when you don't deal with computers, when you don't upgrade the things that we pay for. There should be no delays at the DMV. There should be no delays at Dieter. There should be no delays in any government service because we pay for that. And if that stuff isn't upgraded, if that money is, we can stick it out for another year. And we'll put that money to something else. We'll put that money to education because we have to start up a new office of bullying. Or we're going to put it towards the new office of new Americans. You know, the bureaucracy that we have to deal with in this state is just not acceptable. The bureaucracy that we have to deal with in the city, in the county, in the state, the fees that keep going up. Why? It's just bureaucracy laid on top of more bureaucracy. Our government is literally the problem of all of this stuff. They create problems so they can come in, write more legislation to fix things, and take more of your money and make it seem like they're doing something. I got really nervous yesterday. And I am not, I'll be the first to admit, and I do all the time, I am not a computer whiz. My husband helps me all the time. I picked up my phone because we were in the middle of something and it was buzzing. And so I picked it up and it said, a new device is being activated with your password, whatever, username, in Yangdong, China. And I looked at it and I'm like, what the hell is that? Because it was an actual Apple alert. And I showed it to my husband. He grabbed my phone, got into it, hit do not allow. And then I immediately had to go in and change my password. And I'm like, that's weird. And he looks at me and said, no, it's not. You have signed up or, you know, somebody is out there trolling. They're phishing. They have your information. They were trying to get in to your phone. We are all connected. And again, goes back to the poll question today. Could you turn everything off for 48 hours, all the electronic devices? Could you do it? Yes or no? Even if you actually had to talk to people. I know it's difficult for some. 91% of those participating said yes. Are you serious? The games, the calling people, the texting people, the Instagram pictures, the Facebook posts, the YouTube videos. Could you turn it off for 48 hours? Be honest. So that's very bothersome to me. But what is coming could be a lot worse, which is what I'm going to talk about next on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, trying to help you connect the dots. Ignorance is a choice. Do not make that choice. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is live and local. So, as always, talk and text line 884-9910. And thank you for all the participation today, especially on the texting. My computer is blowing up. But I want to help you connect the dots right now with something. We knew COVID-19 was going to happen. That's why we know it's not a pandemic. It's not an epidemic. It is a plandemic. It was planned. It was planned to go with this election. It's not just by this country. It's by other countries as well. It had to be a worldwide situation. People handling it wrong, people died. The therapeutics were always out there. Hydroxychloroquine. Putting people on ventilators, worst thing possible. That was actually killing people. Event 201. People figured out, Fauci was talking about this last year. Bill Gates was talking about this last year. They were talking about it in 2018 as well. That President Trump was going to have to deal with this. But the media doesn't seem to connect to that. So event 201. They did a practice emergency run. Let me tell you something else that they did an emergency practice on. And this is coming from the World Economic Forum. Those are the people that you should be looking up. The World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Affairs, this runs into so many different groups, different organizations that are global. It is to make us all one. One law enforcement, one rule, literally, one group of people ruling us. Do you think those people are going to be elected by you and me? No, they're not. There was a cyber attack alert test that went through the World Economic Forum. This is all the way back in July. This is Schlaus and all the other players of the World Economic Forum that were warning their people that something was coming. Just like Event 201, they did the practice in July for the cyber attacks. And that's why this, you know, whoever this was trying to break in to my cloud, to, you know, my online internet life from Yangdong, China, that my husband fortunately caught. This is going to be happening more and more. And when I tell you what's our most sensitive thing, our power grid, our power. Are you prepared if the power goes out? Are you prepared if the internet goes out? Are you prepared if our banking system goes out? How are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to buy food or anything? Do you have actual physical cash taken out of the bank and safely tucked away somewhere in the house? Do you have food? Do you have water? Do you have what it takes to literally stay away from everything else? And I'm not talking because of fake COVID or anything like this, but because you literally can't leave your house. You can't go to work if there's no power. I mean, what's the point? Even those who were allowed to go to work during all the COVID shutdowns, you know, the construction workers and things like that. Yeah, you could use your hammer and nail, but what about all the nail guns? What about all the other things that are run? Well, they can run them on generators. So some things will still get done. But seriously, what if there was no way for law enforcement to get to you? More and more people, you know, again, we go back to this question 6 on the last ballot. More and more people are trying to become energy independent, literally getting off the grid. You're even punished if you, you know, have solar on your house or something like that, unless you have batteries, because you have to be hooked up to the grid. You have to be hooked up to NV Energy. You can't just be in the city and be energy independent. They say, oh, but you know, homeowners associations, CC&Rs, they can't deny you from getting wind or, you know, having wind power or having solar panels or, yeah, but you still have to be hooked up to the grid. And what happens when NV Energy says, oh, we're experiencing a problem, we need to shut down? They almost did that a few months ago to Incline, remember? The high winds. More and more, they're trying to turn us into California. And you are the only one that can say no. You're the only one that can say stop. Winds are winds. We've had winds for, we've always had winds. But now the utilities are deciding that if we get high winds, we're going to shut down the power. Yeah, there are places in California that are still on fire. It's just very strange how all this is playing out. And if you don't start paying attention, if you don't wake up, if you don't turn away from the mainstream media that says this is all just a bunch of BS, you're the one that is going to be caught with your pants down. Because you know what? All those people who are writing the BS, I think they know the truth. I think they're prepared. They just don't want you to be prepared. Speaking of being prepared, we need to take a Fox News break. And we will be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. 991FMTalk.com. 991FMTalk.com. Head on over to our webpage, because not only can you answer today's poll question, could you actually shut down all the electronics for 48 hours? Yes or no? And actually, the no goes a little bit deeper than that. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Love to hear from you on that topic. And while you're there, go to my webpage. I got a lot of people on Saturday telling me, oh, you need to get this, you know, you need to get this message out. And you, this story that you were doing and that story that you were doing, a lot of the stories that I do, a lot of the sound bites that I get, I put them on my page. I've got YouTube channels to follow. A lot of them have been taken down already, but a lot of just people to find online, find their own pages. There's videos that I've put up there. There's stories. There's linked to stories that I've put up there. Check it out, because then you'll see where you can go to find a lot of this information. But really, you know, it's important for you to know, for you to do the research for yourself. We've got Mike on the line right now, 884-9910, the talk and text. Mike, thank you so much for joining the program today. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much, Monica. Down in Douglas County, there is a prepper group. There's no charge. They teach classes, and that is cvprepper.com. And they have a meeting once a month, and people that want to learn things, and they don't sell anything. They don't charge anything, so people can go and learn. And they have a website with a lot of information and resources there.
What did you say that was? CV, as in like Carson Valley?
Yes, preppers.com.
cvpreppers.com. See, there you can go. People make fun of preppers, and I don't understand this. How, you know, the term prepper, which is short for preparation, has gotten such a laughable connotation, or, you know, people just make fun of those. They're hoarders or something like that. When no, you're preparing to keep your family and your neighbors safe in a disaster, any type of disaster.
Back in the 50s, most people had pantries in their houses and had supplies. It was just a common thing and normal. And we've gotten away with it. If you go back into a grocery store, most people don't. I get to for my job. They don't have food in the back of a grocery store. What they have on the shelves is what they have.
Yeah.
And in an emergency, I grew up in Florida. So a grocery store can be empty in about an hour in an emergency. 3 days normal shopping. 1 hour in an emergency in a grocery store is gone. It's done. So...
yeah.
People should keep that in mind.
And so, there are a lot more people here than grocery stores.
Yeah. And the tactics that these Democrats are using, they're communists, really. But Hitler used the same tactics. Stalin used the same tactics. And this is what they're doing. If you read history, learn what Goebbels said, Hitler said, Stalin said, same exact thing. And people need to be really careful. And if we lose Trump, I go, I don't think there'll be a real election in 4 years.
But wait a minute, Mike. Trump is worse than Hitler. He is Hitler. He is a Nazi. Isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah. Well, we saw all the violence this weekend on Saturday over at the rally. So
yeah,
we saw how everybody wants to be together. Everybody wants to help each other. You don't see that with BLM. I think there were a couple of them there. You can talk to them. They don't know anything, unfortunately. You know, if they did, they probably wouldn't have those signs, but it's a shame. They go and burn Portland, right? They started rioting again. That's all they know how to do. They're the brown shirts. They're the Nazi brown shirts, and that's what they did.
And yet they put it onto Trump and Trump supporters. And so does the media.
They should take heed to what Hitler did to them when he took power, when he didn't need them anymore, what he did to them. It's the same thing Biden's going to do to them when he doesn't need them anymore.
Well, you know what? It might be the same thing that they do to Biden, actually, though, and flip that. Because a lot of the BLM members and Antifa members have said, we did this for you, so you owe us. So I have a feeling that, you know, they're saying F Trump, F America, F you. Now they're saying F Biden. So these people have no interest in Democrat or Republican. It is just to tear apart this country so that communism can come in.
Yes, I agree.
They don't care what side you're on. So, Mike, thank you so much for the call. cvpreppers.com?
.com.
.com. Okay. Sometimes you got to tell me a couple of times for me to retain it. So
cvpreppers.com.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. And, you know,
those are
the types of organizations that I trust, the ones that aren't selling anything. They just want to help you. They just want to give you information. And that's all. And that is the best thing. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. AJ wants to talk about COVID. Hi, AJ. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am doing great. Before we get into COVID, you want to make a little mention of Christina Molina?
Oh, what a great group of kids. This is a group of young Hispanic kids who obviously do not have the money to purchase their uniforms because their parents are barely making any, putting food on the table. And all they want to do is play soccer. So I'm really for, you know, young kids, as you know, and animals and the elderly. And it's a cause that is really close to my heart. So if anybody can help out, we really, truly appreciate it. We're almost there. Thank you very much for your help and support. So I appreciate that. And I'm sure those kids, that's all they want to do is just play and get out there and compete with one another and show their camaraderie. And it's good for our community.
and be outdoors.
I feel so bad
for these kids being cooped up. And I just, the pictures I see of the kids, Matt, there was a picture that just drove me crazy the other day. Little girl. I mean, little girl. Couldn't have been, you know, more than first or second grade. Mask, face shield. It's like the things that this is doing to the children for the future is horrendous.
You know, my office is next door to a little dance studio, and they have all these little ones, and they take them in and make them stand out so many in the cold, and then they take a few in, and they work with them for 30, 45 minutes, and then they let them out and bring the rest of the group in, you know, in pairs of fives. And those kids come out with such big smiles on their face, and even though they're loud next door to my wall, I just am so excited to hear them want to do something and get out there and participate in something that's going to make them stronger and better people in our community. So that's really, really important to me.
So what are your thoughts on COVID? Is this stunting us?
This is really, yes. Let me tell you something. This weekend, I had the luxury of having my 9-year-old great-granddaughter. And she was a little bit concerned about COVID. And you know, although her parents will not live in fear, nor will I, she was still worried about it because, you know, she goes back to school and then she's distant learning and goes back to school. And I said to her, sweetie, I said, you know what? Everything you learned in life, you learned in kindergarten. So what did you learn in kindergarten? And she said to me, well, I learned to share with others. I said, that's good. And she said, I learned to be kind. I said, that's wonderful. And she says, if I'm sick, I don't go to school. I said, that's perfect. She goes, and Grandma, Gigi, she calls me Gigi. If I sneeze, I sneeze into my arm. I wash my hands and I don't touch my face, my eyes or my mouth or my nose. And I'm like, well, there you have it. You're safe.
See, and that's pretty amazing because I cannot go for less than 30 minutes without touching my face somehow. And as I said that, I have to scratch my eyelid now. It's impossible. So wash your hands.
Sneeze into your elbow.
Yeah. And for anybody out there, you should already know this that have septic tanks. For people who have septic tanks, that, you know, all of that antibacterial soap you're using, all of the hand sanitizers and all of that stuff, they kill septic tanks. So
you bet.
Just keep that in mind. So, AJ, going back to the uniforms, how can people help out? Who can they call?
They should. It's tax deductible because it's a donation. They call Christina Molina at 775-354-5784. So, and she has an account set up where they can donate. She'll keep track of it. They give their name if they want to text her or call her, and she'll give them a receipt for tax deduction.
Absolutely perfect. AJ, thank you so much for
being such a... Thanks for everything you're doing.
No, thank you for helping spread the word and listening and, you know, being such a positive force in the community. Remember, just think about all of those organizations that you supported last year. Guess what? They're still there. And they're in more need now than ever because of this whole farce that we've had to go through and that we are still going through thanks to our governor. You know, Sisolak and Fauci, they're talking about having Thanksgiving outside. They're talking about canceling Christmas. Remember, they don't decide what you do in your own home. You do. This is still America. And with some great news to wrap up on, now it is becoming very clear, I hope, to Gavin Newsom, because a judge ruled against him earlier that he overstepped his bounds with the whole COVID shutdown and everything like that. Well, now it has been ruled he overstepped his bounds and his authority with mail-in balloting. Where is our decision against Governor Sisolak? He's done the exact same things. He's taken the playbook from Gavin Newsom. Where are our judges? Oh, wait, that's right. The federal judges here, yeah, appointed by Obama. The federal judges that we've heard so much about from Jane, who's called in many a times, telling us how, especially down in the southern Nevada court system, how corrupt it is. Yeah. Do you think we're going to get any justice here in Nevada? I hope so. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. But you never know. We'll be back to wrap up the program. Thank you so much for participating today. Going to give you a couple of highlights for tomorrow. Wow, we have a very special guest who is calling out all of these military, ex-military coup participants. We'll use that term. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for all the texts. Let's see, I'm up to 415 texts and emails that I have to go through now. Thank you for your patience. I will get back to you as soon as I can, as soon as I get through all of this stuff. I did want to leave you with a couple of things today, and that is we have a very special guest tomorrow. International. He's actually going to be joining us in his evening because he's in Germany, but he is amazing. Former military and cybersecurity expert. His name is Harley Schlanger, and he is urging ex-military who are openly talking about removing Trump, okay, which we have had, to remember your oath. I wish more people would remember or take seriously the oaths that they take. So we will be talking with him. He is with also the LaRouche Pack, and we'll be talking a little bit about that. But how President Trump has been, he's been on the wrong side of the left ever since he became president-elect. They have been trying, those same people who tell you it's time to unify and to knock all this stuff off, that have been actively trying to remove him from office for the last 4 years. Even Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, man, she made me sick when I saw that clip of her telling people to suck it up. She didn't suck it up for 4 years. She started claiming impeachment the day after he was inaugurated. So where do we go from here? Where do we go from NPR putting out this story about me that, you know, we're going to fight? Yeah, we're going to fight in court, which we are. Sidney Powell releasing the Kraken. Lynn Wood. Wow, what a powerhouse. Pam Biondi. It's going down. It's going down in the courts. Whether mainstream media wants to admit it to you or not, there has been massive voter fraud, including right here in Nevada, thanks to our governor, who was just doing what he was told. Because he's the type of person that doesn't have any backbone. We are going to fight back. But unlike this article was putting out there, with the Proud Boys being out there, with me being out there, addressing it as QAnoners, have you heard anything about any of these people harming anybody else? People who followed Q, he was taken down because of what violent acts? None. None. Yet millions, over a million people show up in Washington, D.C. to support our president. And if there is anybody from our area who went or knows someone who went, please call in tomorrow. I want to know your experience. These people were getting beaten up and terrorized by BLM members and Antifa members. Oh, that's basically one and the same. An interracial family, you know, BLM, Black Lives Matter, an interracial family attacked. Husband and wife and their kids. It's not about the color of skin. It's about the political party you're backing. And either you want this country to fall to communism, or you're an American and you want to protect the Constitution. Those are the two sides you get to choose from. Doesn't matter which political party. Those are your choices. Hey, we got high winds expected tomorrow. Be prepared. We'll be back. Love you. Have a great day on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.